Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 10 for the week of
November 19th, 2006. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Hey, Big JD, how you doing?
I'm doing okay for an invalid.
You're invalid, are you?
Yeah. Bum shoulder. So what's happening? Anything?
Working like crazy.
No trips coming up?
No trips.
You got a concert coming up. I know that. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, you should be coming. Now.
I know.
Government meal.
Yeah.
It's gonna
nice.
Be good.
I like them, man. That new CD is really cool.
High and Mighty.
Yeah. Awesome CD. Yeah.
So This Week in Music is the podcast from...
What is this? The Border City Radio Show? BorderCityRadio.com?
Yeah. BorderCityRadio.com. Go check it out. No, This Week, what are we discussing besides bands?
Well, I'm kind of scared to even say.
You should be, because that's the fear of starting a podcast is called podcast.
Podphobia.
Podophobia.
I don't know. Phobias.
That's what we're discussing today, phobias.
If we have any time left on the show, we got any time left?
No, we're definitely.
Phobias.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
Are you phobic about anything, Jeff?
Spiders.
And that, of
and
course.
And that is a standard arachnophobia.
They made a movie about your phobia.
Yeah. I don't like spiders at all.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Do you like spiders? Or do you just not care? Well, I guess you don't. You were ready to eat that praying mantis outside I was taking pictures of.
Yeah, the way I look at it and the amount of spiders that we have here, those spiders were here thousands of years before we ever got here.
That's probably what they say. Like, what are these guys doing building the house in our lot here?
Exactly. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't care whether they were here before me or not. I don't like them. The smaller they are, the worse. The little baby ones, and they jump.
Yeah, the jumping spiders.
They'll get around your neck and just like strangle you or something. I don't know, man. It's scary.
Yeah, there is no...
The bigger they are, the less scary sometimes I find them. Like when I was at my mom's in Arizona, you know, they lift up this tarp and there's a big tarantula under there. And, you know, I was filming it and stuff like that. And I don't know, I could almost probably pick that up if it wasn't going to bite me. Just because the size, like a big pet almost.
Exactly.
But the little ones are like, you know, they crawl up your leg and get inside your wiener or something. I don't know. It's scary.
That's a common phobia, people that...
Yeah.
Don't like spiders, but what I like to discuss this whole phobia thing is where do you think phobias come from? They got to start somewhere.
Wow.
There's got to be some irrational fear that you put in your head, and then it festers there. And fester's not really a good word. It feeds off something, and it's usually a mind process, I think. You put it in your head that it's bad, because I think people can get rid of phobias.
Yeah, I'm sure they can. I've seen that happen on Maury Povich. They get rid of their phobias.
Reverse stupid.
Somebody that's
pretty
scared
low.
Of mice, they throw them in a box with a million mice, and then they're okay after the heart attack.
Did you see that on Maury Povich?
I've seen it lots of times. He has that on the phobias and the cures. Somebody cures them, and but where it comes from originally, I don't know. I think it's just something instilled in us that tells us that a little creepy crawly thing with eight legs is just not right. To be all over you or hanging over your head. I don't know.
I think some fears like that are fears that are taken from other people. If you were 3 years old or whatever, and your mom saw a spider and she kind of freaked out about it, or your brother, and you're like,
yeah,
that must be a bad thing. And then you put it in your head. If no one tells you any different that it's horrible or it's not horrible, I think these phobias get a chance to, what is that? Self-perpetuating. They just keep going on in your head. Yes, this is bad. This is bad. This is bad. I can't do that. No, I'm afraid of doing that. So the only way to get rid of it, obviously, is some heavy-duty psychiatric process there that you put through your brain. And I can get through this kind of thing. I don't mean to get all deep about it, but...
Well, that's what we're here for today. To get deep on phobias. What's the fear of deepness? Deepophobia.
Deepophobia.
Yeah, no. You can make up a funny phobia name for anything.
Pretty much.
Microphobia. Scared of the mic. Earophobia.
I think microphobia is actually a fear of small things.
Microphobia?
Yeah, I believe
so. Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe it is a real thing.
No, it's not maybe a real thing. I bet you if you look in your list of phobias, we have lists of phobias in front of us, way too large to even to comprehend with any sense. Do you see it there, Jeff, in the big list of phobias?
Fear of microbes.
Microbes.
But that's microbiophobia.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't exactly see the microphobia, but it sounds really good. I'm sure it's something real.
Well, that is
macrophobia, fear of really little things. I don't know.
Fear of Macintosh
computers.
But
there's a lot of common ones, like flying.
Yes, that's a very common phobia, fear of flying.
Called?
Aerophobia. No, it's something close to that, though.
Aviophobia?
Aviophobia.
Or is it avia?
Avia.
Aviation. Yep. Aviophobia.
And you have
fear
that.
Of flying.
Oh, see?
No, actually, I don't think I have that.
Oh. Then what is it?
I don't know what my fear is. My fear is, it's not the flying itself. It's not being up there, and it's the fear of crashing.
Fear of crashing. So you have the irrational thought in your head.
Or maybe the fear of not being in control. If I was flying it, I think I could maybe go in an airplane.
Oh, so what about driving?
Like, terrified of driving.
No, if someone else is driving.
I suppose it depends who it is or what kind of experience they have. But I think that's just kind of a normal thing. It's not really the fear of, you know what I mean? I don't really have a fear of driving or a fear of being in a vehicle.
Fear of lack of control.
I can't say totally don't, because after my motorcycle accident, I've always had this slight fear of not, you know, being in heavy traffic and not knowing what somebody's going to do. You have that, like, almost like a sixth sense of it could happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
I have that. Not like a sixth sense of I know it's going to happen, but I mean, you always, that's always in the back of my mind now. Is somebody going to make a left turn in front of me?
You're hyper aware.
Somebody going to just, you know, yeah, it's kind of a little goofy.
That's not a little goofy. That's
no, it's it makes you a little overly cautious, I suppose, but mm-hmm. I kind of already have that already. If you ride a motorcycle, most people are a little bit more cautious, I think, than...
Oh, you have to be, for sure.
For me, it's even a little above that, but no, I don't really have a fear of driving or fear of car accident. At least I'm on the ground. You got much better chance of survival than coming down in an airplane.
Right. So it's a lot, you're sitting in the airplane seat, you haven't even taken off yet. Do you still feel anxiety or you feel okay, nothing's happening? Or is it just...
No, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything the whole trip. I just don't want to be on it, period.
Oh.
I thought the first time... I've only flown a couple of times, and I didn't want to fly either time. And I got something from the doctor to take that would just knock me right out. And I didn't even take... Once I was on there, I thought, well, I'm going through with it. It doesn't make a difference what's going to happen now. If it's going to go down, it's good, you know what I mean? So I thought, well, I may as well just be awake and watch a movie on my laptop or whatever, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Enjoy my last moments. So, I mean, I'm not, like, terrified that way.
Mm-hmm.
I filmed out the window of the plane taking off and landing and all that kind of stuff. It was cool, you know what
For
I mean?
Sure.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like a big bus. I don't feel anything on there, but I don't want to be on there because I don't want to die that way. Maybe it's more a fear of dying a certain way than... fear of flying, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So, I don't know if there's a fear of dying. I'm sure there's a name for that.
And I'm sure a lot of people have that fear, the fear of dying.
I think I used to, but I don't anymore. Thanatophobia? That's weird. Fear of dying. Fear of death or dying. Thanatophobia.
I have to think a lot of people.
Or if you don't have a lisp, it's thanatophobia.
What?
Thanatophobia.
Oh, okay.
No, it's TH, thanatophobia.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I don't think I'd be more afraid of, you know, burning or being dragged across a highway from a car accident than the actual death itself. If I could just lay down and die, no more shoulder pain.
It's that constant, is it, your shoulder pain?
It is constant, yeah.
Before it wasn't really all that constant, was it?
I can't even pick anything up.
Any other phobias you have?
That I have? No, I don't think I really have any phobias.
That's good.
You? You scared of anything?
I can't think of one phobia that I have. Like something that I'm just, I'm not going to. I'm a little, what's the word? It's a big word. Trepidatious.
Oh, you're trepidatious at times?
About heights. When I'm really in a high place that I don't feel that, a big gust of wind can blow me off of where I'm at.
Mm.
So I get like sweaty hands and stuff. Like even if I watch a movie where someone's like hanging out of a building or something. My hands get all sweaty.
Wow. Yeah, I don't care much for heights either. I suppose depending on the height or the surrounding, like how well I'm, you know, I don't mind standing at my balcony because I got a nice rail there. But if there was no rail, I'd be terrified, I think. I don't like heights. Even looking at when you're looking down and you see and you know the height is a scary thing for me,
sure.
Sort of. But even what's worse than that, what I found is looking up to the top of buildings in New York to take pictures.
Right.
It scares me. I don't like. I need to kind of be against something to do it. I almost kind of wobble looking up. They're so high.
A little bit of vertigo.
Too
going.
High. I got my camera and I'm pointing way up at the sky, and sure. I feel like I'm going to fall over. It's kind of weird. I don't know if you've done it, but
no,
you get a little bit of a whoa. Ooh. If I'm against something, it's a little better because I'm just bent so back, looking so high up.
Right.
It's kind of a weird feeling. Not really necessarily a phobia, I don't think, but
no. But there probably weird. Is a phobia.
But, I know that all the time now. Like if I think about it or I'm going to go do it, I'm like, whoa, it's going to be weird when I point this thing way up there. So it's kind of a maybe mild phobia.
So you set yourself up against something before you go to take one of those pictures.
If I can, I would, yeah. It's a lot better than standing in the middle of the sidewalk when you're looking up like that. It's kind of weird feeling.
And when is your next trip to New York?
I wish it was this coming summer, but it's not going to be because we're going to Europe.
Do they have tall buildings there?
Not like that.
No way.
I can't imagine. I was looking up at our building.
Yes.
And it's 32 floors, 31,
really?
32 floors. In New York, some of the buildings there are like, what, 90-some floors, 100 floors?
Oh, over 100
whatever.
Floors. I know the
That's
Empire State
huge.
Building is 100
Ours
floors.
Is huge. Looking up at ours is pretty high. It's one of the highest buildings in the city.
For sure.
And I just can't, even I'm not in New York right now, can't hardly imagine looking up as high as some of those buildings are. It's like incredible.
It is.
Pretty neat.
And did you go to New York when the World Trade Center was still up?
No, I was never there when the Trade Center was up. They just laid some cement down for the bottom of that
right
and one of those buildings
some,
now.
They found some bones or something too while they're doing it, didn't they?
I don't know. There's I heard on the news something to the effect that across the street from where Ground Zero is, I don't know if it's they say that they're still looking for bodies, but I don't understand why they're across the street looking for bodies and not, I don't know. It just sounded weird, but anyway, they're kind of slowly putting things back together. By the time they get up to street level will be about a year though of building.
Oh, really?
It's way down, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
It's
yeah.
a huge, big hole. You been there lately, or?
I haven't been there since they fell.
Oh, so you hadn't seen them either, though?
Oh,
were you ever there when they were there?
I was only there when they were there. I haven't been
oh,
there
okay.
since they've been down.
Oh, and you have pictures of them and everything that you've taken when you were out there?
Yep.
That's pretty neat. It would have been a neat thing to see now that, you know, you probably wouldn't think anything of it at the time. Yeah, cool, big World Trade Center buildings. But, I mean, now that they're gone, you probably respect those pictures more.
I do.
That you
for
have
sure,
them, yeah.
yeah.
That's kind of neat. Do you have pictures of you with them behind you or anything? Or?
No.
That would be super.
Back to phobias.
Yeah. We're almost out of time here.
We get off track very easily. Besides the fear of heights, which I guess I have.
Or so. Even that you may not have, what are some other common ones? Because the spiders are common. Heights and flying are very common.
Mm-hmm.
Death and dying is probably sort of common. Maybe rodents and things like that, like a fear of mice maybe or something. Elephants
sure.
have that.
And what phobia is it that elephants have when they have the fear of mice?
Moosophobia.
Well, that's afraid of moose, isn't it?
Suriphobia or murophobia are two other names that they say are all the same thing. Fear of mice, actually. That's mice themselves. Rodents may be a different name.
No,
it doesn't
smart.
Go back, but it just stayed there because it wasn't anything there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What's up with all this?
Maybe you're getting sick, Jeff.
No, not me. Jeff. I get a flu shot. Oh, fear of needles.
There.
I have that.
There you go.
I hate getting a needle. I can't watch.
I do not like to watch either. I am not afraid of needles at all. There's nothing scary about it or anything. But actually, the look of seeing a pin go into skin, even like in a movie, when they show the pin going in the skin, that
acmophobia?
Say again?
Is acmophobia, A-C-H, acmophobia, A-I-C-H, acmophobia,
ah!
Or there's pins and needles, balloonophobia, pins and needles, but I think that's a little bit different. That's like, you know, I'm scared of pins, seeing pins for sewing or something, but
right.
actually getting a needle, I think, is the acmophobia. I don't know where they come up with these names. Why don't they say needle phobia? Looks like the names come from some Latin thing before the actual thing was invented, whatever
right.
it is or something.
Well, everything has a Latin derivative.
Yeah.
So they go with that to make it sound more medical.
Syllable phobia.
And that started like the beginning of the 19th century. They try to make it as cryptic as possible so that doctors could charge you more money because we don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, let's make up a name. Oh, you've got a strip of sapolitis.
Exactly.
That's going to cost a fortune to get rid of.
That's right.
You have to come every day for like 2 months.
Yep. So.
And bring your paycheck.
Bring your checkbook.
They probably didn't even have checkbooks back then.
Probably not. No, the fear of paying for something. What is that, Jeff?
Fear of what?
paying for something.
Yeah, what would that be classified as? Fear of paying?
No.
Fear of money?
Fear of money. I could see that, yeah.
I wanted to mention this one. Clowns. Fear of clowns.
Oh, that's pretty common, actually.
Coulrophobia. That's just a really goofy name, but coulrophobia.
That's...
C-O-U-L. Coulrophobia. Coulrophobia. Coitusophobia.
Have you run into any children that have coulrophobia, Jeff?
Yes, I have. And you just gotta try and go with it somehow. Make them laugh. Generally, the rule with that is to try and make them think that you're actually scared of them.
Oh, there you go.
In a joking manner.
Sure.
It helps.
So where do you think that comes from? The fear of clowns.
Fear of clowns.
Clowns,
you know,
are
what?
Supposed to be happy.
I don't know that that's one of those things that, like you had mentioned, where phobias come from is usually something that you're traumatized from when you were young or comes from somebody else that you saw, you know. But that, I think, I think it's the overwhelming look of a clown, the bright, like, the crazy colors and the crazy antics jumping around and the like a painted face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that actually, I seem to think it's just that. It's just like kind of crazy looking. It's almost like as if you jumped out from behind something and scared somebody. I don't think that really, I think most anybody would be scared. You know what I mean? I don't think there's people that I don't think there's anybody like just that has absolutely no fear. You know what I mean? If somebody, I don't care if the big UFC champion was walking down the street and somebody jumped out and screamed, like, you know, it startles somebody.
Sure.
I think that's the thing with the clown is I think it's maybe just a natural reaction to something like that's really wacky, out of the ordinary, and kind of, I think it can just be a scary thing for some kids.
Yeah, I never had that myself. I loved clowns.
But it may have something to do with the kid's particular personal like attitude and outlook. Like they're young and still developing,
mm-hmm.
but some look at it as a funny looking thing and some don't. So I don't know where it may stem from someplace, but when they're that young, I don't think they've been exposed to anything that would bring that about. No. Kleenex?
No. But maybe it's from a previous life.
That could be. Do you believe in previous life?
I do.
There's another show.
Reincarnation.
Something like that, yeah. Reincarnatophobia.
I'm afraid I'm going to come back.
Chromatophobia. Fear of money.
Chromatophobia?
Or crematophobia, yeah.
Cream or chrome?
Chromacream. Chromophobia is like afraid of being male or female, isn't it? Chromosomophobia.
Oh, I see. Chromosomes. That's where that comes from.
No, but that was the fear of money and... I don't fear money at all, do you? I welcome it.
Sure, I welcome money as well. I try not to...
I suppose I'm scared of having none.
There we go.
That would suck.
That would be my phobia.
There goes all your goodies.
Yes, you're going to have to sell
it. Although I don't honestly care if most of my stuff gets taken away, really.
No?
No.
Where's that...
There's only the few small personal things I value are, you know, as long as they didn't take my laptop or anything. The things that you pay on, like your car and all that stuff, I don't care. You can have it.
What about that Les Paul Custom?
Yeah, that won't get taken away, though, because I don't owe on it. I don't have that as collateral for anything. But bike. I wouldn't let anybody take my bike under any circumstance. So.
What if you owed money?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't get it.
You would just drive away from them.
I'd drive somebody. I don't know what would happen in that circumstance, but they can have my car.
Your Jeep.
I'll get a ride every day to work from somebody.
Sure.
You go my way? Are you going to go my way?
You just got to ride your bike to work.
Yeah, in the wintertime. Fear of nicknames.
Please don't give me a nickname.
No such thing.
No such thing as nickname-a-phobia.
No, nickophobia. That's when you cut yourself shaving.
Whoops.
I've got nickophobia.
Fear of blood.
Fear of smoking. Fear of blood?
Yeah.
Oh, that could be one for sure.
Oh, that definitely. I have to think that's hemophobia?
It is hemophobia.
Thank you very much.
Pretty good, yeah.
You have to put
Did you just like guess that or did you?
Well,
have you heard it at some point maybe in time?
Every reference to blood as far as we're talking the last thing. It's hemo, yeah.
Hemo.
You're such a hemo.
What about, what is the fear of the homosexuals? That's...
Homophobe.
Homophobia, yeah. Homophobia. Homophobia.
Yeah.
Homo. That comes from the word homo. So that's like, you could use that for being afraid of milk.
That's right.
2% of phobia?
anything homogenized.
Skimophobia?
Evaporated milk phobia.
Yeah. But homophobia, that's, yeah, fear of...
That is very common, mm-hmm. for sure.
I'm not sure why.
I think it's deep. That is deeply rooted in the fact that you're screwing up Mother Nature. You're gonna.
But are they?
Well, they can't reproduce.
Well, of course not.
You're gonna end the human race by keep. If we all did that.
Well, yeah, that's different. But I mean,
I think that's where that's rooted, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's the way things were meant. But
well, obviously,
I guess some people are scared. Yeah,
obviously not in the physical sense.
I know. My little nephew. I talk like that a lot of times to him. Tell him he's so cute and everything, and he gets all riled up over it. He scares him.
What scares? I was going to say, is he laughing?
He's a kid. He's sort of laughing at me for doing it, but he's more afraid. He actually gets afraid and moves away and says, stop.
Why do you talk like that to him?
I don't know. Because it's so cute. Just because it riles him up, I guess. You know, I'd always done it to the kids as jokingly, but as he got a little bit older.
Yeah.
He's still a young little kid, you know what I mean? But as he got a little bit older, it started to scare him because, you know, he's probably sort of not subjected, but I mean, you see some of that stuff now as he gets older. You know, you start to recognize what that actually is and that it's, you know, sort of wrong. So now it's kind of scares him, as when before it was just like, you know, talking like a girl or something is just funny, you know? But now it's like, you know, people aren't supposed to do that. And sometimes they can do it like this, or if you want to get the real trans testicle thing going, then it's
hi, my name's Andrea. You get the really deep voice going.
So he just freaks out. Next week's show is already in the book.
Oh yeah, okay. I'm saying the next show, yeah. After that we don't know.
Yeah, what's that?
It's going to be Friends, Where Are They Now? Old Friends.
Ooh. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
That's right. We're going to bring him to mind. We're going to bring him to everybody's mind.
That's cool, yeah. I like that. Too bad we can't get some old friends to call in that we haven't heard them from a long time.
That would be cool.
Oh my God, it's you. Fantastic. How you been? What are you doing now?
Well, I'm not even going to even talk about it. We're talking about phobias.
Yeah, let's continue on.
Let's not get into that, because I could get into that.
Yeah, you were getting into the paper there. What's up?
Fear of female genitalia. That's a sick man.
Female genitalia. Wow. That falls into that homophobic category.
Urotobophobia. Well,
that's what it is. Urotobophobia.
Yeah.
Urotobophobia. Imatobophobia.
I definitely don't have.
Urotomophobia.
Uroto.
Yeah.
I'm a toe. We're a toe. Everybody's a toe.
Fear of female genitalia. What about male genitalia?
I'm sure there is one for
genitalia. TA.
I have to think that's phallophobia. I'm good. It is phallophobia.
Phallophobia?
Yeah.
A fear of men's genitalia.
A penis, yeah.
I fear that. Except my own. I'd be scared to death if some guy whipped out his genitalia in front of me.
Oh, get away. I got phallophobia.
I don't swing that way anymore.
You can talk so good.
Sphincterophobia.
The fear of buttholes.
The fear of the sphincter.
Sphincter fear.
Again, brought to us by
Steve and Larry. Do you want to do yours? Do you want me to do mine? Or
yo, we do whatever you want.
You did have a good one. What was it again?
One particular one that I thought was really good was courage is not the lack of fear, but the ability to face it.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
So, courage is not the lack of fear, but the ability to face it. So, if you lack fear, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're courageous.
Right.
It's the ability to face fear that would make you more courageous.
But just the fear? You have to face whatever is coming your way.
Right. I think the fear is just generalized. So no matter what it is.
Okay.
What did you think?
I always think that bravery, something being brave and being courageous, is there a difference?
Being brave and being courageous?
Right.
I think they mean the same thing. Wouldn't they be a thesaurical...
Thesaurical, very good.
thesaurical, you know.
Thesaurically related.
Thesaurically similar.
Well, that's what thesaurus, that they're all about.
Similar. Thesaurically simulation there. You like that? A fear of making up new words.
You don't have that.
No.
You'll do that all day.
I could write my own dictionary.
That's right, you could. The world according to Big JD.
Yeah.
No, back to courage is not the fear of...
Not the lack of
the
fear.
The lack of fear, but the ability to face it.
Right. That's, makes you think a little bit there for a second. It's not... just because you're not fearful of something doesn't mean you're courageous.
That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to get to that point, yes.
Yeah. But if you you can face a fear, that's courage.
Enough said.
Yeah. Watch The Wizard of Oz.
And who needed courage?
The lion.
The lion needed the courage,
sure,
of course.
My favorite movie.
Your favorite movie is The Wizard
of
Oz?
Yeah, of all time.
Really? It's up there for me, for sure.
It's a good movie. It's pretty cool.
It's interesting how they how that movie and the use of color, they really, since it was one of the first color movies, was it not?
Yeah. I think it was one of the early color movies.
And they went way overboard, like, as far as shooting color, like, it was...
Yeah. And it was neat, the transition. They started it out in black and white.
Right.
Movie started out in black and white. And
now, that was a courageous thing to do on the part of the directors. You're looking like you're heavily concentrating on something.
I was, then I just slipped into nothingness. Boom.
Did the Fedrin just wear off, or?
No, that's still be kicking for a little while yet. That's probably why my nose is dripping, because I'm really warm.
Well, you got what looks to be a very comfy, cozy sweater on there.
Oh, yeah. It's a little overkill for my condition at the moment. I got another shirt underneath.
Oh, and you got another shirt underneath?
Yeah,
that
a little
one.
Warm.
Holy
this
hell.
This is wool.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
That always keeps you warm.
Oh, yeah.
You woolly bear.
Warm and
you.
Picky. Fear of wool. Pickiness.
Do you think there's such a thing?
Nope.
Nopophobia?
Nopophobia. The fear of somebody saying no all the time? The fear of rejection? Sure.
I think a lot of people have a fear of rejection. And those are usually not courage-based issues, but they're... wow, you got a lot of hits on that, didn't you?
It's just no's all over the place. N-O. Not necessarily a no.
Well, you'd have to actually do fear of no. Not well, that. But it has what the titles mean, does it not?
Surgeons, fear of operating. That's what I'm going to have. Come February.
Are you afraid of getting your surgery done?
Nope. I'm less afraid of going under the knife than I am of getting a needle.
Yeah, me too. I'd rather
be cut wide open and my insides taken out than get a little needle.
Are they actually cutting you open, or are they doing that?
It's arthroscopic.
Yeah, okay.
Or arthroscopic, I guess you would say.
I would say scopic.
Yeah. You say scopic. I say scopic.
Huh? So we're done with the courageous. So that was a. Do you want to do another one?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. What time frame are we at there? Are you on the time segment? Or are you on the, what are you at? Let's see, any other common phobia. What about fear of any type of weather? Like fear of rain, fear of water, fear of showering?
Fear, yeah, my mother used to be that way. She couldn't take a shower. And did she ever stink? No, I'm just kidding. No, she couldn't get water in her face. She couldn't handle that. She felt like she was going to drown in the shower.
Well, hydrophobia is being afraid of water. It may be different ones for actual rain or the shower, but fear of water, hydrophobia. So fear of probably even seeing a bucket of water, thinking that it's going to get on you or something.
Right. That would be awful.
Hydrophobia, yeah. Yeah, it's scary.
You'd be a stinky person there, I think.
If you couldn't shower at all, yeah, what would you do? I would imagine that, I wonder if they could like sponge bath or something, because it's not actual like, you know, water that they see so much.
Yeah, someone would have to actually put the water in the sponge.
And I wonder if you'd be afraid of your own sweat, because it's like water, you know, or coffee or tea, like just a cup of water.
Sure. Maybe it's the actual, just the water thing. Fear of liquid would be that, I have to think.
Hmm.
I'm just looking through my list of fears.
Plutophobia is fear of wealth.
I don't have that.
That'd be hard to take. Fear of wealth. I'd hate to have that, yeah. Oh, I'm scared of being wealthy. I don't want anything. Here, take my money.
There you go. No, I want your guitars.
Yeah.
I want that Les Paul custom.
Make an offer.
I make you an offer you can't refuse. I can't make you an offer. I don't have nothing to offer.
I have the fear of what's wrong with my baby finger. It's getting really bad. I'm going to see a plastic surgeon. They're making me an appointment. I don't know what's wrong with my finger. I had glass stuck in it, and they operated on it twice, and there's still something wrong, and my nail is turning white.
They actually operated on it?
Twice. Couldn't get the glass out the first time. They had to cut it open.
Like right in the doctor's office, right?
No, in the hospital.
In the hospital.
And then the second time, I had to go back to the hospital. They took an x-ray. There was still glass inside. They actually had to cut it open and resew it back up.
Mm.
And this is like the third time, whatever now, but it's getting hard to like grip or grab anything because it stings. It hurts. And I went for ultrasound and an x-ray, and the x-ray didn't really show anything, but the ultrasound showed that there's something in there, some pieces, particle of something. And you can see my nail is starting to turn white from the bottom up, slowly working its way all the way. So I don't know if like there's actually glasses working its way out under there somehow or something, or what, and where they cut me is still red, which shouldn't be red anymore. It should be healed, you know.
It should be done.
And it's tender. So there's still something wrong there, and I have a fear of what it is. I don't know.
Blame you.
I know they'll have to go back in. I just hope it's like, you know, third time cutting open, it still looks good, you know what I mean? So I just hope they don't destroy the look of my fifth digit.
Yeah, you want to keep your pinky as good as you can. But good for 6 weeks off work anyway.
I need that for when
anyway.
I'm sipping tea and stuff. You got to put that up and you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, big boy.
I was thinking big boy, but I didn't say it. You did it.
Fear of hell.
Heaven or hell, I don't know. I think we're in hell now.
Exactly.
I think we're going to go to a nicer place no matter what. No matter how bad I am.
I think you're right. Fear of kids was the one I was thinking.
I have no fear of kids, no.
Obviously not, but there are some adults that are afraid of kids.
I guess. Like, really afraid? Afraid of little people, little kids.
Little kids, yeah.
Yeah, terrify them.
I think my sister has some...
Kids can be terrifying.
Yes, they can.
I'm terrified when little kids get around the computer or something like that, maybe. I've seen things happen.
They're going to wreck my computer.
Yeah, they wreck stuff. Little kids wreck things.
Give them their own, though. They keep it nice.
Sure.
They learn to respect... Ah, this is Jeff's. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll wreck it. He'll fix it.
On and off button. On and off. 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 I have some friends that when their kids were little, they had to actually get one of the locking, you know, some of the towers they lock so the on off button doesn't do anything.
Oh, right.
Because the kids wreck the computer and turn it on and off, on and off, on and off. So they got, you know, the locking system so
that's
it wouldn't
do
anything.
That's a good
idea. It's pretty neat.
Fear of your computer breaking.
Personally, I'd have just moved the tower off the floor.
They shouldn't be on the floor to begin with, honestly.
The kids?
Yeah.
Or the tower.
The tower.
Well, that's most people put their tower down the floor. Anyway.
It doesn't.
Why? Where are you going to put that? It's big and it's heavy, and you're not going to put it on your desk or on you don't usually have room somewhere else for it.
Closet.
They usually go on the floor.
Put it in the closet.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're going to stick it in the closet over there when you got a desk over here? No. Yeah.
Well, sure.
Not necessarily. There's no plug in the closet in most cases, and you got to run some pretty long cables. And
well, that's the whole thing. You'd have to have some cabling going on.
Well, yeah. Would you ever? Monitor cable?
No.
Big extensions?
Sticking an iMac in the closet does not make any sense.
No, you'd have to sit in the closet and work on it. But that'd be out of the way of the kids, that's for sure.
That's right.
Next week's show.
Tips, tricks, and remedies.
Oh, neato. That was a little tough to find. I was doing some research on there, and I was searching tips and tricks and everything, and it's all and remedies, and it's all health remedies, home health remedies. I seem to have to go look for the individual tip and trick, like electrical tip and trick, or... clothing or material tip and trick.
Like
or,
how to get gum off your shirt.
Yeah, tape, scotch tape tips and tricks or, you know, things like that. But that's the kind of things that we want. It's not necessarily, not a home remedy show, but it's a remedy in the respect of tips and tricks to help you with your everyday life. Like
everyday life.
Tips and tricks, not health thing. Like I think I had mentioned on there a couple things, like if your batteries had died in some little gadget, there's a, you know, a little remedy to get them going again temporarily. Like that kind of stuff.
Like a MacGyver kind of show.
Yeah, MacGyver. The week after, which was to be announced, we can announce right now what's coming up.
Where it says,
you had something.
It has, says to be
yeah,
announced.
Yeah, I know, but you have a...
And you people right now with those earbuds jammed in your head are getting it announced to you right now.
Wow.
Here's the announcement. Fanfare. Friends, old friends, and where are they now?
That's right. And old friends, and where are they now?
What kind of influences they have.
Did you have one for the week following week, too?
No, no,
you didn't have anything yet.
You're getting out of hand now.
Huh.
Actually,
well, I'd like to put up a couple. You know,
okay. Well,
next month we have something coming. It's going to be the Hockey Moms show. Eh? Are we going to do the Hockey Moms show?
I would love to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. On location. I might add.
I would like to do some location work with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to some people, and you'll probably come up with some really good questions.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Interviews with hockey moms right in the arena.
Right in the arena. Yeah.
Wow. On location. It's something new for us.
The Jabbercast on location.
Sort of. Yeah. So yeah, there you got a couple weeks shows coming up there, so you can get in touch with us. You can visit our website, first of all, at thejabbercast.com, see what's going on.
Right.
And you can get in touch with us showtime. We record every Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m., Skype, MSN, iChat, AOL. I think that covers everything.
Pretty much. You can email us.
Where at?
Hear me out. That's hear, as in H-E-A-R, me out at thejabbercast.com.
Yeah, send us a text email or even an audio email. But we do have something new on the site now that's working fantastical.
And
unless you're fantastical phobia. Did you check it out, Mike?
I haven't.
It's so neat, man.
Rechecked it.
Yeah, you can leave us an audio message right on the contact page. So you just hit the record button there. It'll take you to a page where you can actually just record your message to us. And we'll get that message.
Nice.
It's so cool, man. So as long as you got a mic on your computer or a mic hooked up or whatever, you just hit the record button, talk into it, and you have to put a couple things up there. You can leave us a text message if you want as well with that, but you don't have to. You just type in your email, I think, and your name or something like that, and hit the record button, record your message. You got up to 2 minutes to leave us an audio message, so you can leave us a topic that you'd like us to discuss in the near future or something, and you can leave us your opinion on an upcoming show or something like that. We'll play it.
So I see that your message is there right now, but people...
I left my message up there just to show people that kind of how it works or what it sounds like or whatever, but that's the only message that'll actually stay there. If you want to record something, I'll stick yours up too. But I mean, we can choose to have them playable to the public or have them private. So we leave them private. I left this one up just so people would see what it kind of looks like to us so that we can get our messages, but they're not public. So whatever you record on there is just private to us.
And what do you end up with? Do you end up like, does it email you a WAV file or something?
It emails me and tells me that there's a new message.
Okay.
So then I can go there and check out that message and just hit the download button if I want to save the MP3 to my computer. And then we can use it in the show, put it in, whatever, yeah.
So it saves them as MP3s?
Yep. Cool. Right to your computer.
Awesome.
So it's really cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Very neat little thing. And it's a free little... thing. Great for us.
My Chingo.
For this particular thing. My Chingo, yeah. My Chingo or My Chingo. I don't know exactly how you pronounce it or whatever, but that you can go there and check it out if you want. It's actually, there's a link there anyway somewhere that people can take a look. If you have some kind of website and you'd like audio message recorded right to your site.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little voicemail thing.
I listened to a couple of podcasts and they mentioned that they have My Chingo on their website as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple other things I wanted to mention to you. Oh, yeah. You had mentioned in an earlier podcast about the modern rare rock show.
Oh, right.
Thing.
Yeah. That didn't happen.
No, mention rare rock and heavy metal.
Yeah, rare rock and heavy metal show. What about that?
Well, you had talked about that earlier and how you were going to set up this podcast and do it. But what's the status of
that? Well, I decided against because of copyright infringement.
Sure.
I didn't feel so much like I was actually infringing. However, because of our other podcasts, the Jabbercast and the notoriety that we were attaining, I didn't want to jeopardize that in any way. So I canceled the whole idea of that show because it wasn't particularly, it didn't necessarily have, what do you call it, like an okay to use the material, although it's material that you don't really hear anymore, but it's still basically owned by somebody else. And I didn't want to bother with that.
Well, and if you were to submit that to iTunes, they would X-nay it.
Yeah, yeah. They would either probably X-nay it, and that's the thing. Like, we're doing some really reputable shows, and the notoriety that we're attaining, and we have them in some, you know, our shows are, you can get our shows in big place, like the iTunes Music Store, and, you know, that's, I don't want to be known for any kind of copyright infringement of any kind, so I X-nayed that.
And, but you did record a show.
I did record a show, and it's available, and people can go to bigjd.com, and through there, there's a link to that actual one show, and there's a couple of cool old rock bands on there that you might want to check out that you might not have heard before or anything. So.
It was a great show. It sounded good. I liked it.
Yeah, it was really cool. I wish I could keep doing it, but...
I was really surprised you hadn't seen Ted Nugent up until that point.
Yeah, Nugent was always a big influence on me.
Me too. I was
and
huge.
I've seen concerts of him on TV kind of stuff, the old Don Kirshner's Rock Hour and all that kind of stuff and everything. But I never did see Ted Nugent live until after my music career. You know what I mean?
After both of you were past your prime.
Yeah.
But
Ted is, but no,
that's
he's still doing some cool stuff, actually.
Well, for sure.
Lee was great, man. He was as great as I would have thought he'd have been back then. He was really cool.
I've seen him recently, and I remember seeing him a long time ago. He's
as obnoxious and pretty much as wild as, you know, maybe slowed down a little bit on the,
right.
Not so much on the playing, but I mean just as, you know, you can only run around so much when you're 60 years old, I suppose, as compared to when you're 20.
That's right.
But he was great, man. The attitude was there, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
The attitude and the tunes and...
Yeah, he was definitely a big influence on my guitar playing and just when I started, I'm like, wow, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
But I was just surprised that when you had mentioned that, I'm like, whoa.
Well, I had the Nugent hair and everything back then, pretty much. So I was like, go to wickedangel.ca, take a look at the pictures there. Long, curly Nugent hair. Yeah, so that shows history. And I've got a couple other ideas in the works that I'm thinking about. And I think Mike and I maybe are thinking about doing something else, but I don't know.
Me?
Maybe. I don't know. What's going to happen?
This is Lippo you're talking to.
Yeah, Big JD and Lippo.
There you go.
Another show maybe? I don't know. We have lots of things in the we'd like to plan out, but
in the queue.
But definitely, I'd like to come up with a show of some kind in the near future.
Cool. So that's going to wrap it up for this week.
That'll wrap it up, and we'll see you next week for the
Tips and tricks and remedies.
Oh, tips, tricks, and remedies. That's right.
Yeah.
You want to learn some little things that you can be helpful around the house to you? Tune in.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you then.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.